You are listening to a sermon by Hannah Dutko, recorded on Sunday, May 16, 2010, at the Point Grey Interminonite Fellowship in Vancouver, British Columbia. The opinions expressed by the speaker are not necessarily those of the church. This recording is licensed for personal use by individuals only and may not be copied, broadcast, or redistributed without the prior permission of the church board. For more information, please visit our website at www.pgimf.org. The recording was started late, so we'll join Hannah's sermon already in progress.
After the part where the disciples are arguing about who is going to sit where in the kingdom of God, obviously still not quite understanding this idea of power. And he says that the Gentiles are oppressive to the people that they rule. They lord it over them, and they're even tyrants. And then 26 it says, "It will not be so among you, but whoever wishes to be great among you must be your servant. And whoever wishes to be first among you must be your slave, just as the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many." I think this is important when we think about serving the King, because Jesus is clearly telling us here, you need to serve in the same way that I served. This is what we're called to live, a Christ-like life. So in what way do we serve this crucified King? Jesus in his prayer in John 17 says to the Father, "As you have sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world." And what was he sent to do? Go ahead and turn to Luke 4. This is one of my favorite passages in the Gospels. Luke 4, verse 16. This is the beginning of Jesus' ministry in Luke. Luke 4, 16. "When he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, as was his custom. He stood up to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written, 'The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor.'" This is what we're called to do. As we model him, as we are sent by him, as we serve like him, we're called to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. To me, this Luke passage is so exciting, but it's also a little bit daunting. I often don't feel able to work with Christ in his mission to transform lives. Sometimes I feel like I lack the resources or the time. Sometimes I lack the dedication. Sometimes I even lack the passion. But we have to look at the beginning of that passage. That passage from Isaiah says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to do these things." The same Spirit who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in us. We can see this all over Acts, which sometimes is a very encouraging book to read when I start losing faith in the power of God. In Acts 16, for example, Paul and Silas are traveling in Philippi. And after their travels, after they meet Lydia and she becomes a Christian and she helps them, they run into this slave girl who has a spirit of divination. And Paul says to her, "I order you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her." This enemy that is oppressing her is one of those Ephesians not warring against flesh and blood kind of enemies. This enemy is oppressing her. But it is driven out by the authority of Jesus, the King, the Son of God. Not by Paul's authority, not because Paul is such a great Christian, but because Paul is serving the King, and he is working in the power of the Spirit. His working in the power of the Spirit frees her spiritually. But it doesn't just free her spiritually, it frees her from the economic oppression of those who want to make money off of her. It says in the beginning that she brought her owners a great deal of money by her fortune-telling. And then after she is freed from the spirit, when her owners see that their hope of making money is gone, they seize Paul and Silas and drag them to the authorities. Now that just becomes another opportunity for God to show his power. But it shows that when we're working in the spirit, we have the power. If we have the faith, we have the power to deliver people from oppression. And this is spiritual oppression and also economic oppression. The indwelling presence of God is the key to the transformation of our lives and then others' lives. In Galatians, it says that the Spirit of God is doing what the Torah talked about and was not able to do. The life of the one true created God will come take up his abode in us. We're servants of Jesus Christ. He He was the King of Kings, but he came to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. And that's what we're called to do. Of course, God's kingdom is not just present, but will be further fulfilled in the future. And that will bring us hope. So our last passage, Revelation 22, if you want to look at it, it's also in the bulletin. It's a good one to close on. It says that Jesus, who is the Alpha and Omega, the root and descendant of King David, the first and the last, the beginning and the end, the bright morning star, this Jesus speaks at the end of Revelation to us, his servants, and he says, "See, I am coming soon. My reward is with me to repay everyone according to their works." And the Spirit and the Bride say, "Come." And let everyone who hears say, "Come." And let everyone who is thirsty come. The one who testifies to these things says, "Surely I am coming soon." And we say, "Amen. Come, Lord Jesus, our King." Let's pray. Father, please give us hope to see through heavenly eyes and see that you reign in this world. In the midst of issues and agendas and oppression and suffering, let us acknowledge your kingship. And God, we ask that you would be king of our lives, that you would preserve our souls and beings, and that you would rescue us from all kinds of evil. And may your Spirit working in us make us co-laborers with you, that we may work to relieve suffering, to love justice, to live in the fruits of the Spirit, and to help others take hold of the life that really is life. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.